The Beaver women's basketball team introducing their lone senior, Erica Gartner. You can tell that that team just loves each other by what we saw down at the center court. So just a great tribute there to the senior. I love it. Chelsea's even taken off her heels here. Coach DeVille, first of all, my God. Okay, my first basketball game call in like 3 years.
Right.
And your team gave me extra basketball.
Right. You didn't know. You probably thought there's a shootout coming pretty soon, didn't you?
I was like, wait, can they do three overtimes? I didn't know. I like literally after the second double overtime, I'm like, wait, what's the rules?
Yeah.
And then I saw
awesome.
The 5 minutes go up and I'm like, okay, we got this.
Yeah.
What a valiant effort.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I think Duluth wasn't expecting that, the NSIC. You guys make the rest of us from Beaver Nation that much more excited about the future of women's basketball. Congratulations, though.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, you know, we have such a close-knit group of coaches here, and, you know, it's awesome to know how much people respect us. You know, Mandy, Coach Pearson is just such a great coach, and she didn't want to play us. You know, they know everyone's saying that they don't want to play the Beavers, and that's a nod to our kids coming on late. And, you know, so many times we're that inch away from being one of the top better teams in the conference, and we put it together, and it's pretty fun. So yeah, I couldn't get the heels off fast enough. I am dead tired. Ooh. So I can't imagine how our women are feeling.
I bet that's a lot of basketball to be played, and your starters were out there for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Until a couple of them got into foul trouble.
Right.
But those three-pointers, I was blown away.
Yeah.
I mean, I was expecting Claire Wohl. They held her tonight to only two, but what a great way. Like Brooklyn Bachman with that three-pointer.
Yeah.
And Trinity Meyer with that three-pointer. It was like those last-minute shots there to send your team into overtime, and then the second overtime.
Yeah.
Did you see that coming?
Well, I mean, do I see a 30-foot three coming? No, but at the same time, it was just a gritty, you know, performance by our kids to just say, we're not rolling over. We played terrible in the first half, turning the ball over 11 times and just panicking. You know, when we shot it, we shot 49%. So if we gave it away, you know, there goes, you know, one and two chance of scoring. So we just revisited that focus of being disciplined. And you know, it's just big time plays by kids saying, we're not rolling over yet. We are dead tired, even from last night. We're still going to battle. And we, you know, obviously ran out of gas and shots in that last overtime, but it was really, really enjoyable. And I hate moral victories, but this one I'm going to take.
Okay, I was just that you answered my question, because I even said after that game, I said, you know what, there is no such thing as moral victories, but going into playoffs and wrapping up the regular season the way your team did this weekend, it sure has to make you feel good.
It does. You know, like I said, usually don't like the phrase, but going into that locker room afterwards, I mean, everyone's just exhausted, and, you know, they know we lost. And I was like, nope, we're taking that one as a win. That's the best team in our conference. And you went toe-to-toe, and you didn't roll over. We got down, you know, big, and we had to battle back and then force that triple overtime. And, I mean, that's just fun basketball, and what a great crowd. I appreciate everyone coming out. Just a good energy both nights, a great crowd to help us battle and play some pretty good basketball.
Well, and it's been a while since I've watched your games in person. But to see how your players at the top of the key were really controlling and kind of the quarterback, you saw Sydney Czar out there doing a lot of, like, guiding where players were going to go, Brooklyn Bachman. I mean, talk about just the way that they were communicating out on the court. It was impressive.
Yeah, they did a good job of just making reads out of different motions and calls that we were running, and, you know, finding the hot hand once in a while. And that hot hand this weekend was Rachel Hadela, and she was fun to watch. So, yeah, I mean, we just grew up a little bit in the last 2 weeks, and it's exciting going into Wednesday. Still not confirmed who we're playing. The algorithm's out yet, so it could be I've heard Winona, I've heard Augie. I'll wait until I get the final from the commissioner, which she was here tonight, so that was cool to see her supporting us. So, yeah, we'll see.
I had a chance to visit with Erin Lynn during the halftime of your game, and it is great to have the commissioner here. But I asked her too, and she said it might be like halftime of the men's game before they even know, because of that South Division is just in a knot there in the middle.
It is. It's just knotted up, and you know, they didn't make it easy on them either. The wins that went today and the losses that went today, they knotted it up with three of them tying, and you know, then we go to divisional, and it's just the math is there. It's not my job. I'm thankful for that, but yeah, we have hotels in four cities right now reserved. We'll just wait until we get that final press release that says where we're going, but we're ready.
Awesome. And talk about your senior, Erica Gartner. Just you could see how much her teammates loved her out there. I was almost getting emotional. I know. I see you were kind of getting choked up, but
she's absolutely the best. You know, a kid that we both say I took a chance on her and she took a chance on me coming here from Kansas, you know, just a really, really cool kid. She's done so much for this team on and off the court, FCA and SAC being leaders. You know, she's been a voice for mental illness and things she's struggling, just to be a face and a voice, to be that brave. She's just a kid that, you know, she feels like it's a daughter. She's just, I love her to death. We're going to miss her for sure. So hopefully we can extend this last senior year a couple more games for her so we don't have to say goodbye quite yet.
Well, the good news is that Bemidji State Women's Hockey will be headed to Duluth.
Okay.
So I will be making a trip on Wednesday with the Beaver Women's Basketball, no matter where you go.
Perfect.
So I'm excited to get to a chance to see these Beavers continue with that success.
Yeah, I'm hoping we can rest up. They're going to be dog tired, so we got to rest up but also prepare for Wednesday. And I'm glad you're coming with us. We're ready to battle.
I'm excited.
Cool. Thank
Coach,
you, Kelly.
Again, congratulations on a great weekend of basketball.
Thank you so much.